Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1-0 count on Turner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a shot back up the middle, fielded by Edmund on a hop. He'll throw to first. It's low. It's dug out by Freeman. He holds the bag, and the ball game's over. The Dodgers hang on as the Phillies wake up a little too late with a run in the eighth, two in the ninth, but the tying run stranded at third, the winning run stranded at first as Freddie Freeman makes an unbelievable pick on an absolute dirt ball thrown by Tommy Edman at second base. Freeman down to both knees, keeping his right foot, the toe of it, on the bag. And he scoops it on the backhand hop. And the Dodgers have taken the first two on the road in this series, a 4-3 final.
Perfectly described by Scott Fransky. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, he hit that perfectly. Dodgers hold on a little too late, scooped out by Freeman. I'll add one thing. Helped by the Phillies giving the Dodgers a free out in the ninth inning with a bunt that I will never get over. I can't. I can't get over that bunt in the ninth inning. The decision by Rob Thompson. All right, we'll get back to you. You all right over there?
No, I'm just...
I will not ever get over the bunt.
No, Joe. When you say it like that, I just have the visual. You got to watch it. It's like Mookie's running, like, fleet of foot. It's almost like me running with my son, you know, at now. Yeah. And it's like he's running off fast and fleet of foot, and you're struggling or laboring to pick him up and put him down.
So bad.
I mean, I'm not laughing. It's just when you say it like that, it's just that's the visual that's in my head.
Yeah, it's indefensible. The bunt is indefensible. The decision by Topper to bunt there. All right, we'll continue to react to all of it. And the Stars, who have stunk in this series, 2 of 21. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls in just minutes. Right now, though, as we do every Tuesday, let's talk to Devin Caney. They're covering the Phils last night for us at WIP along with the Eagles. Devin, how you feeling this morning?
Dev.
Hey, guys. Not feeling great. I think I speak for every Phillies fan and even, you know, covering this team throughout this season and especially in this short postseason run thus far has left quite a bit to be desired. I'm just an extremely frustrated Phillies fan this morning.
Yeah, you and all of us, Devin. Well said. It's a tough morning, and it just feels like they're letting these opportunities slip by. Devin, let's start with the Stars, and then we'll get to the decisions by the manager in the series so far. Your thoughts on what we've gotten out of Turner and Schwarber and Harper so far in this two-game series?
I mean, it's been nothing. I know that, you know, you can point to Harper had a single in game one. Trey Turner, you know, got on base and he did look a little bit fleet of foot at times last night when he was rounding the bases. But, you know, otherwise, these guys who are supposed to be the ones carrying the team have come up extremely short. And what I think back to, I remember Bryce Harper when we were down for opening day in Washington, D.C. Bryce Harper spoke to media. And I don't know if you guys remember, of course, the one clip went viral where he says, you know, the daycare is done. They're not the daycare anymore. And then he goes on to say later in that same answer, they need to put as in, you know, the rest of the guys, the younger guys on the team, even though they aren't, you know, that young anymore, they need to put all the pressure on us, meaning Bryce Harper, meaning Trey Turner, meaning Kyle Schwarber. And when your three biggest guys come up short, now two games in a row and multiple postseasons in a row, it's you're left with nothing, right? Like what are these other guys, these younger guys, the daycare, not the daycare, whatever you want to call them. If you're saying on opening day, they need to just put all the pressure on us, and then you three clearly can't handle the pressure. I just think at that point, you need to blow up the core because it's not working. Like how many times I said Sisyphus, you know, when it came to the Eagles offense, I think we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I'm going to bring up that reference again because we're getting to the point where we're just doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result, and it's clearly not going to happen.
Well, and it hasn't for years, and it feels like we're deteriorating, right? That magic that was there a few years ago, Devin, it's gone, and they continue to lose home playoff games. All right, Devin, your thoughts as it happened and as you've had time to think about it, the bunt decision by Topper and the way it was executed there in the ninth inning. I couldn't believe it when it happened. It just felt like they played into the Dodgers' hands and they kind of let them off the hook there.
Yeah, I mean, we can point to the bunt. We can talk about the bunt all we want. It didn't make sense to me. The fact that they had Casty, who's one of the slowest, if not the slowest guy on the team, trying to make it to third in time on that will never make sense to me. But, you know, similar to how we can blame penalties for the Eagles, you know, first loss of the season to the Broncos, like, it shouldn't have even come down to that, right? Like there were so many missed opportunities and just confusing decisions by the players, by Rob Thomson especially. I mean, to me, his bullpen decisions just have made no sense throughout the first two games of this series. So like, yeah, the bunt will haunt my dreams and I think most Phillies fans' dreams probably for a very long time, assuming, you know, that this series probably won't last much longer out in LA. But it shouldn't have come down to a bunt, right? Like they shouldn't have been down, you know, at that point to begin with, and you shouldn't be playing for the tie in that situation.
Yeah, agreed. And again, if they played better earlier, both defensively with Turner and offensively, it's probably not the deficit in the ninth inning, at least to the bunt. All right, Devin, you mentioned the bullpen decisions. Has not gone well. It was a fear I had going into the series that our middle relief would be a problem. What have you thought of how Topper hasn't used Ranger Suarez? Because I can't wrap my mind around what's going on here. So we now know Nola's going to pitch tomorrow night, game three, and Ranger will be behind him, which means Ranger Suarez is a relief pitcher in this series. Two games have gone by, and he hasn't used Ranger Suarez. And instead, we've gone through the David Robertsons, and we've gone through the Stroms and the Kirkerings. Devin, what's your thought on the Ranger situation? Because it just doesn't add up to me.
It is the most confounding situation. I can't make sense of it, guys, because not just that, two games in a row now, Rob Thomson has gone out of his way to tell media pregame that Ranger, not only like he's available in an emergency, it's been, he's ready to go. Like we are ready to use him in this game. And that was in game one and he didn't use him. And then again in game two, and then it was Aaron Nola in case of emergency. And then in both games, we see Matt Strom. We obviously know what happened in game one, with Robertson and Strom. And then, you know, last night we saw Kirkering and Strom again. I don't understand it. I also, you know, you have a guy like Walker Buehler, you have even Taijuan Walker, like you have other guys in the bullpen and yeah, you can factor in, you know, going righty, lefty, you need to alternate at times. I just don't understand the logic in saying that you have Ranger ready to go. When we saw it from the Dodgers in game one, they used their starters out of the bullpen in game one and they won that game. And I think that the Phillies would have won that game when they had a 3-run lead in game one, had they gone with Ranger Suarez or a stronger arm, like a starting pitcher out of the bullpen, instead of going to David Robertson and going to Matt Strom. It's nonsensical to me, honestly, the most logical conclusion I can come up with, which isn't even logical, is that maybe Ranger is more injured than they originally let on. Remember, he got hit with that ball, you know, towards the end of the regular season. He didn't pitch in the intra-squad scrimmage. He has been around the bullpen, but he wasn't even warming up at any point in games one or two. And the fact that he's not even starting game three tells me that maybe there's something going on that they're not letting us know. And maybe they said they would use him out of the bullpen as almost like a competitive advantage. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I almost am waiting for when the series is over that we find out there was more to the injury. Because there's no logic to what's gone on the first couple of games. And you're right. The Dodgers have had a sense of urgency using their other starters to get them through these games. The Phillies haven't. All right, game number three tomorrow night. Devin, the one thing I'll say about this Phillies team in a positive sense that I don't have much good to say is they have gotten up off the mat all year when things look their worst, right? Swept by the Mets in April, they got back up off the mat. Swept by the Pirates in June, got it right back up. Swept by the Mets in August, did it again. This is going to be the hardest one, though, obviously, Devin. They go out to Los Angeles. Do you think they're going to give us some fight tomorrow night, or is this thing going to be early and done pretty quickly?
I mean, I hope that they give us some fight tomorrow night, guys. Like, I don't know. If this thing's done quickly, if they, you know, go out there and kind of just lay down in game three, I will be extremely disappointed, but I already am extremely disappointed and frustrated. So I'm not sure like where the line is drawn there, right? Like the bar is already completely on the floor. But you're right. And, you know, when they have faced adversity, and that's why I was feeling more optimistic about this Phillies team this postseason and in this series, because throughout this season, we've seen them, you know, grit through these tough times, right? Like when they go cold, when they get swept, we see them bounce back. And it's unfortunate that this is only a 5-game series, because I do think that were it a 7-game series, they would have a much better chance to bounce back and come back and win it. And look, that's still very much a possibility. We're only 2 games into this thing. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible, but you guys know the numbers. You know the likelihood that this can happen. Can they win tomorrow? I hope so. And look, we'll all still be watching. Hopefully have a good outing from Aaron Nola. Hopefully the bats can get going. I know Nick Castellanos had some interesting comments about the crowd at Citizens Bank Park. So, you know, maybe without that crowd, what do you say? Like, wind blowing at your back or in your face. Maybe that takes some of the pressure off them and they can get the bats going a bit.
Yeah, well, listen, it can't hurt. I mean, anything different than the first 2 games should be better. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. And hopefully next time we're talking Phils, but I'm guessing it'll probably be more Eagles with a game coming up this Thursday night. Thank you, Devin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one,
there
Scoops.
There she goes, Devin. So Devin mentioned the numbers. Let's just throw those out there. In postseason history, teams taking a 2-0 lead in a best-of-5 have won the series 80 of 90 times. And with the format 2-2-1, like it is now, the teams that have won Game 1 and 2 on the road, which is what the Dodgers just did, 88.9%, 16 out of 18 they've won.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look good, but you still got one more. Still got one more. Yeah. I mean, and that's how I look at it.
I know.
Still got one more.
Yeah.
Got to make it happen.
One thing she said there is totally right. The sense of urgency about the way Dave Roberts has managed the series versus Topper is just, it's stark. Like, he used Sheehan last night. He used Glasnow in game one. He has used Sasaki twice. And I didn't realize till last night, Sasaki has never pitched 2 out of 3 days, ever. So I think that's why he
all
didn't.
Hands on deck.
He didn't want to use him to start the ninth, but eventually he was like, oh, bleep, we're going to lose this game. I got to use him to get the last out. Like, that's managing with a sense of urgency, like a kill shot. Meanwhile, why haven't we seen Ranger Suarez? It doesn't make any sense.
We're playing to tie at home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're going for the kill, and we're playing a tie at home. And you're okay with this.
I'm not okay with it, but it's one of those things
and
where...
Worst of all.
Douglas
second of all,
is okay
third
with
of
it.
All. No, but tomorrow, you got to do something. That's it. Tomorrow, there's going to be... If you don't get this win tomorrow... I would venture to say that there's going to be conversations that are going to be had immediately after the game. Like, and what I mean by that is, like, okay, what's the future of certain individuals? Because you can't run this back. We ran it back this year with the hopes that the outcome was going to be different. It's the same old, same old.
Right now, before we, and you're right, I think there'll be, those conversations will happen immediately. Right now, today, I don't think Topper's the manager of the team next year.
I can't blame Topper. I can't.
I mean, you totally can.
Listen, I understand where you're going, and I'm not saying that he's above reproach at this moment. But I'm looking at the same cats, and I can go through the stat lines from the Arizona series or the Mets series, and the stats for the biggest three hitters look about the same.
Right, but just because
that's a fact.
That's fine.
That's a fact.
But just because they suck doesn't mean he's also not sucked.
No, I'm not saying he didn't, but to have, like, as a former player, as a player at any level, to be in the postseason three times and come up short three times, like, you haven't done nothing. Like, I can't overlook that. I understand the manager has to manage and put people in the right position, but players got to make plays.
It's
ballers,
like,
got a ball.
It's their fault that it's Topper's fault right now.
I agree. But at some point, like, something's got to change here, right? Like, we can't keep doing the same thing.
All I've heard since I've been here, Bedlam at the Bank. Oh, Bryce Harper here. He wear the nice shoes. He wear the Phillies
gear.
That's
done with now.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. And what has Bryce Harper done? What has he done?
Not enough.
He has not done anything but tell you, hey, we'll get him next time. Hey, we got to be better. He give you a nice little sound bite, but as far as Bellum at the Bank, and I wasn't even here for that. But I hear about that a lot.
They can all get it right now.
Yeah, ain't nobody safe.
Well, I think this is about to happen. I think right now, if this ends the way it looks like it's going to end, I would not bring Topper back. Bruce Bochy's out there. Bruce Bochy has been one of the best managers of all time. Like, if you're looking for a guy to get you over the top, he's out there. I wouldn't bring Topper back based on this. But, Hugh, I'll tell you this. They could change the manager. You know what's about to change for real? The way people feel and talk about these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lived a very privileged time. Of the three of them, I'm talking about the stars, right? Trey's the only one that people have had ups and downs with. Mostly, mm-hmm. I've had downs with. But he's the only one that's caught a lot of stuff over the years. People love Schwarber, and people love Bryce. And that feeling's not going to be the same as this thing goes moving on. Just not.
Yeah. I mean, because you talk a good game, and you wear all the right little outfits. Remember, was it last year we was on Bryce Harper outfit watch? Yeah, that's about
the rivalry
about
pack that. This year.
Yeah, the right. Ooh, I'm gonna kill him with this.
I'll tell you,
you laid a fit out. Yeah. Like, I used to have teammates that used to do that. Al Harris used to be like, before the game, when we go in the locker room, mm-hmm. he would have his shoulder pads, and there's probably still some cats that do that. Your shoulder pads, your jersey, like, overlaid on your shoulder pad, or sometimes they put it on the shoulder pads already. And the pants and the socks you're gonna wear, yeah. the little armbands,
yeah.
Or whatever, and be like, "Ooh, I'm gonna kill him with that shit. Ooh, I'm gonna have a good game."
Where's the Harper that got into a fight with Papelbon in the dugout?
You know what? Like, when I was
traded that for rivalry.
When
Pat
I was trolling
Harper.
Social media, people were talking about this. Like, when Sassy Bryce, I guess Sassy's not the right word to use in this situation, but controversial Bryce, you know, adversarial Bryce.
Yeah,
they said they missed that guy. Because this new
punk,
Bryce Harper.
Punk Bryce.
Yeah, that one. They say this new guy, he comes up shout.
Well, the other thing that I think is worth bringing up is he just not the same guy? Like,
how many kids he got now?
Well, there's that. He's got four.
I'm just saying.
I meant age and decline physically.
I'm just saying. Not blaming it on the cheering. But cheering
don't
do
blame
change
the kids.
You. I'm not blaming the kids, but cheering do change you. The cheering.
Is that what happened last night?
The cheering, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he just had a little girl named, what's her name? Hayes 3?
Hayes 3, yeah.
Yeah. Look, the cheering, they change you.
Yes.
Cheering change you. Make you soft.
Well.
I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, well, sure. And then
they soften your heart in a good way.
It's a blessing. I need some hits along with the kids. All right, Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm not even going to ask how we doing.
I'm all right.
No.
I'm all right.
Hey, you, you're the only one, man.
We got one more shot. Hey, dog, we got one more shot at this.
Hey, man, I'd like to apologize and Joe for Monday calling in with that blasphemy, saying that the Phillies was going to sweep the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking, man. And And man,
maybe he was on that Mark Sanchez.
Let's hope not.
Too soon. Was that too soon for that?
It
was
too soon. Well, I wish the best for Anthony. I don't want him to be on whatever the hell Sanchez was on.
He was on that Mark Sanchez.
I am not. I'm not on that Sanchez. And you, I was not smoking crack. I don't know.
Mark, we're not sure about it.
I don't know what he was doing.
We don't know.
They're going to start calling you on that. Oh, you on that Sanchez.
You know what? That might be a new one. I kind of like that.
You man, what's that you always allude to, man? What team was that? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they got rid of Dungy
for Gruden.
And then the next year they won.
Hey, I think this would need to go on, man. We gotta go, man. We need a new commander in chief for him, man, to get them boys fired up or something, man. Cause this is not it, man. And all them people who had the Phillies above anybody from the Eagles, oh, man, that top 10 list in Philadelphia, man, the Phillies can't hold nobody from the Eagles, man. Nobody, man. All the crap we get at Eagles. We need to get his damn team right here, man.
Well, they're getting it today. And, Anthony, look, the Eagles and the core of this group, they're champions, the Eagles. And Anthony and the Phillies aren't. Anthony, appreciate the phone call. Those are facts. They've lost that. The Phillies, you know, you follow the chronologically the last 4 years. The Phillies were the first team, Hugh, of the two of them to break through, 2022 World Series, right? So I think they kind of like, they became the team first.
Yes.
And then the Eagles, a few months later, followed, made the Super Bowl and lost. Obviously, then the last couple of years, it's been a little up and down with the Eagles, but they had the title. The Phillies keep going backwards in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, if the comparison of the teams, the Eagles are better. I mean, I think anyone thinking clearly realizes the Eagles are a better organization. They're run better. They're smarter. They're better. I mean, they're better. The Phillies are good, but they're not good enough right now. A lot of mistakes they've made. A lot of issues. I thought that comparison he made, he is a listener, Anthony. That's an interesting one. The Tony Dungy to John Gruden.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, they both got the Super Bowl win,
eventually,
but it was somewhere else.
Tony got his. Peyton Manning. Look, I don't think Topper's a terrible manager, but I do think as time goes on, he is a more of a regular season guy, even keel, steady, day-to-day over 6 months. But when it's the crucible moments, he doesn't make the right decision. I'm not saying he's the biggest reason they've lost these two games, but he hasn't helped. Like, I just don't feel like he's helped this thing move forward, and it's crushing them.
Well, you know what you just made me remember, too?
What do you got?
That Bryce Harper protein powder, because it was on back order. I mean, because
today's not the day.
No,
I'm just saying.
Today's not the day.
I mean,
nope.
Well,
two strikes.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're getting suspended for that last segment if this continues.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's about the only good thing you got going right now is the protein powder.
You just said before the series that if the games are going to be this close, then all of Thompson's decisions are magnified, mm-hmm. like times 10.
You did say that.
That's exactly what's happened.
And he hasn't made the right ones.
And like now we can, you know, it's the chicken or the egg thing. It's because the Phillies are making it close.
Yep.
But, if that's the way the series is going to play out, then Topper has to make the decisions that help you win.
Ooh. Yes. And look, if he didn't bunt, there's no guarantee they get a hit and win the game there, right? I'm not saying that was the end, but he helped take the Dodgers off the hook. If you talk about that protein powder, I'm going to stand up.
He looked at me and I shook my head. Don't do it. Just don't.
Don't you dare put money in Bryce's pockets today.
Next thing out of your mouth should be this read coming
up,
buddy.
I'm just saying. Snickerdoodle is not on backboard anymore. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what? Shut up. 215-592-9494.
It's not on backorder.
All your phone calls.
I'm just saying.
Listen.
No, we got one more, man. We got one more. Okay. We got one more chance.
Maybe in the offseason. The snickerdoodle does sound good, but not today. All right? We'll get to all your phone calls, let your frustrations out with us, and we'll get to another decision Rob made. This one for Game 3 and what to make of that. It's all coming up. Midday show as we react, Ven, to the Phillies' loss last night to the Dodgers, down 0-2 in the NLDS on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football usually brings out all the emotions, but today, my good people, is baseball and what these Phillies are doing. It's why we love the game so much. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit and getting hung out to dry by your sports book, that feeling is a thing of the past with my guys with the Game Day Guarantee at Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works at Fanatics Sportsbook. Every single game day, now through October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash for your football bet if it doesn't hit. That's guaranteed. And now additionally, new customers can get up to $10 and get $100 back in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in FanCast. FanCast that you can use on anything in the Fanatics universe like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk your books going to other sports books when you can bet and switch to a sure thing? Every single game throughout October comes with a guarantee. Your old sports book, they're out at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out for yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, we're walking a lonely road to L.A. tomorrow. Down 0-2. But no worries. Aaron Nola to the rescue as the Phillies announced last night that Aaron Nola, not Ranger Suarez, will start Game 3 of the series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Hugh, I can't wrap my mind around this one. I know you have you've supported the idea of Aaron Nola pitching. How is Aaron Nola a better option tomorrow night than Ranger Suarez?
On the surface, Joe, I don't think he is. Mm. I mean, the one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not about to sit here and be optimistic and lie to you about why I feel that way. But here's the reality. This is it. And if they're putting you out there, you have to put forth maximum effort. And I know that some people are like, well, Hugh, what he said, he stunk all year long. But he has some history with this team of having some pretty good outings. You need to find one, man, because the pressure's on. There's no question about that. Waking up this morning, I guess they went to L.A. last night. You know what's at stake here. You know how your season is going. You got to find it from somewhere. And I know it sounds crazy, and people are like, what are you talking about, Hugh? But that's what athletes do, especially athletes that vibrate at a higher level like these guys are. They're supposed to be vibrating. That's what that is your job. That is your task for tomorrow night. That's the only thing that should matter. You should at least give us six strong innings.
Six strong innings.
Six.
Against this
That's
lineup.
It. Hey, listen.
Aaron Nola.
You better figure it out. You got to figure it out.
Well, so here's my thing on
this. This is
on
why you make
night.
The big bucks.
Well, I need one of two things to happen tomorrow night for this to me to feel okay about the decision. One, Aaron Nola pitches great. Okay, and then Topper wins this one. He got it right. Aaron Nola pitched great. Or we find out that Ranger Suarez is hurt more than we think. Because on the surface, just like the bunt last night, on the surface, this doesn't make any sense. Ranger Suarez this season had a 3.20 earned run average. 3.20. Aaron Nola had a 6.01 earned run average. It doesn't make any sense what they're doing tomorrow night. And I did see one theory this morning. I forget who wrote it. Might have been Matt Gale. Might have been Scott Lauber. One of the theories was maybe you get the Dodgers to put their lineup in typically against righties, mm-hmm. right? Because Nola's going to start the game. And then you quickly switch to Ranger like in the second or third or fourth inning and you kind of get them off. It feels like we're overthinking this thing here.
Well,
put the best pitcher out there.
Well, going into this, we all knew that in this game particular that we're talking about, the next one, the last one, or whatever, the next one. I'm going to say
three.
The next one.
Game three.
The next one.
The next one.
Yeah, because I'm going to speak
three.
It into existence. We're going to get this one. That Aaron Nola is going to have a quick hook. I mean, that was the consensus, that whatever he's looking like.
If he started.
And I think there was even some conversation, I think, when we were sitting at the table with Jack, it was like, okay, if he has to play, let him go through the lineup two times. That's it.
But why are we even doing this when we have Ranger Suarez?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he's better.
Maybe strategically? I don't know. Or maybe you just, like, that's your guy. Maybe you want your guy to get out there and get that feel. I know for a lot of people right now, and I can tell, Kyle, I can already read your mind. You're not in a position or a situation where you want to see any of that happen.
You know what I feel is the most likely thing that happens tomorrow night? It's the bottom of the third, 2-0 Dodgers, 2 on, and Ranger Suarez is coming out of the bullpen to save the day.
Yeah.
Instead of just starting the game with him.
Yeah, I mean, the confidence level in Nola is very low, and I think it should be for everybody, even if you're hopeful Hugh over there. I understand the thought of you'd rather, if you're going to have one of them come out of the bullpen, it's Ranger,
yes,
because you trust him to come out of the bullpen
sure
more. But, I mean, this is feeling like a Hail Mary here, that you'll even get to a point where you'll have the game within your reach by the time that Ranger comes out.
Yeah, and when you say rather one come out of the bullpen, like one rescue the other, I think you're right on that. I'd rather Ranger doing that. But it's almost like we're forgetting, or they're forgetting, Ranger this season, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5, 6. Like, I think it was like 10 or maybe more times went 6 or more innings. Like, why can't he just do what Luzardo just did? Or in game one, what we got out of Sanchez. Don't you think he could get us into the sixth inning with only 2 runs on the board for the Dodgers? Yeah. He's done it so many times this season.
Sure. And then you go to like Bueller or,
yeah,
I mean, that's another guy. Where has Bueller been? Like, if Ranger's going to be available to come out of the bullpen in game 3, shouldn't he have been available to come out in game 1, it game is, 2, Bueller?
Yeah.
Like, and then it makes you go back to Rob Thompson. Like, Strom and Kirkering again, like it's some game in the middle of June or something, and you want to see what these guys have. But you could have played it like Dave Roberts did, where everybody was
available.
Was available. It's everybody.
We're playing this as if we're short on pitchers, yet we have all these pitchers here. It's a very odd way that they've gone about managing this series and putting the roster out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's everyone get back to venting here. On the Stars, on the bunt, on the defense by Turner, the whole thing. Tucker is in South Philly. Hey, Tucker.
Hey, fellas. While I was on hold, I was trying to figure out who I was most mad at, basically, from this utter collapse. And it's like a failure of everything but the starting pitching. I mean, you want to talk about the Stars. Schwarber going 2-for-27 in the last 2 postseasons is absolutely unbelievable. Bryce Harper, I mean, like, this city killed Joel Embiid after he scored 50 points with Bell's palsy. And we don't give that same energy back to these guys whatsoever. Trey Turner, like you mentioned, Joe, he's a career 254 postseason hitter, high batting average, $300 million player. He hits 254 in the postseason. And then you could talk about Topper. I mean, making Bryson Stott bunt in game 2 when Bryson Stott is hitting 310 the last 2 months of the season, having no faith, down by a run. You have in game 1 taking out Brandon Marsh, the only guy who hits a bat on the ball. It's just like he's doing way too much, being way too cute. And this is also just a failure of Dombrowski. I mean, the fact that this is the same problems that was offensive in the last postseason. Alec Bohm is Alec Bohm, man. There's no changing that. And, like, hindsight is 20/20, and it's not what lost them the game. But, I mean, the not wanting to just go ahead and go all in and doing this, like, multiple timeline thing, I understand that Andrew Painter wasn't ready, but, I mean, to get Justin Crawford up here. Joe, you said 6 weeks left in the season that they had the NL East wrapped, and that ended up being true. You couldn't give Crawford some run. He was hitting 320 in AAA, 47 stolen bases. Understand 2020, Harrison Bader has been great, and he got hurt, but, like, you wouldn't trust him more than Weston Wilson on the base pass. You wouldn't be okay getting Cassie out there. It's just like a complete lack of committing by everybody except for Luzardo and Sanchez. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah, and you know what? I think what we're finding out, Tucker, and good phone call, and a lot of good points, man, and we appreciate the phone call. If you don't go all out, you're probably not going to win. I mean, I just like the way he described it, like half in, half out. And Hugh, I've thought about this so many times the last few days. The way they handled Andrew Painter this year, refusing to trade him in any deal. I know most people are okay with that, right? Because it'll happen for the future. But also the refusal to let him try to work in the bullpen. Roky Sasaki, who closed out game 1 and game 2 for the Dodgers. You know what he is? He's a young starting pitcher that struggled this season and was in the minor leagues. And you know what they did at the end of the year? They said, we're trying to win the World Series. Roki, let's see if you can just get one or two or three hitters out.
Yeah, doing what you got to do.
Meanwhile, oh, no, precious Andrew Painter. Three straight trade deadlines. We would never trade him. And then we won't even put him in the bullpen. And we had Jolly in here, and he fought with me about him in the bullpen. And now three straight years, as we're trying to win the World Series, he's provided nothing to the team. Roki Sasaki is one of the best young prospects in baseball. Starting pitcher. Minor leagues. Wasn't that good. Last month of the season, like, Roki, we have bullpen issues. Go try out the bullpen. Closed out the first two games.
Are you suggesting that we amend Jolly's undefeated record in WIP debates?
And I'm upset about enough today that I'm going to let that go. Okay, let that one go. I got to deal with Hugh, who might get suspended for the final segment of the show today.
Wait, what I do?
Well, you're on two strikes.
Yeah.
What I do?
We haven't even brought up.
There's a third strike
there's
here.
There's a third strike just waiting for us to get to.
Well, the Jaguar thing you brought up in the first segment.
Well, I was talking about the win.
Yeah. What was it? What was strike two? I forget. It was a bad one.
Oh, the protein powder.
Oh, yeah.
Protein powder.
Yeah, you better hope we don't bring up strike three.
Strike three?
You really want us to say it?
But I have a retort.
Would you like to stand up for the YouTube audience and show everybody
that you're wearing
today?
Dodger blue today?
No, this is
Dodger blue pants
first
today?
Of all, this is royal blue.
No,
it's Dodger blue. Dodger blue.
This is
Dodger
royal blue. It's not powder blue, it's royal blue.
I can't believe Hugh Koufax walked in today. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's royal blue.
You wore Dodger blue.
No, it's royal blue. It's royal blue.
Okay. Again.
But see, I'm saying I have a good reason to wear it, but I mean, since you guys want to be petty, I'll let you go with that. But it wasn't for the Dodgers. It definitely wasn't.
I know it wasn't for the Dodgers. It's just, it made us more upset.
It just
upset.
Made you thoroughly irritated. Because you guys are easily, well, not easily irritated, because that game last night was very,
very irritating.
Easily
irritated?
No, I take that. I'll walk that one.
All right.
Well, Kyle is.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit more for you. But that was pretty bad.
I'll probably be irritated after Will in the Northeast tries to tell me everything's okay. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, what's going on?
Well, we're hurting today.
I'm hurting too, man. I'm really hurting, man. But like I say, I'm going down with the ship, man. I'm not bailing out. I said what I said this whole entire season. I'm going to stand on it. And listen, if it happens, it happens. But one thing I got to say, man, I think some of these players is in the win, and some of these players are in for the money. And I think the money is a big distraction for these three hitters, right? Mo, Larry, and Crowley. These guys have not showed up at all, right? So this is my thing, man. Y'all need to really dig deep and check yourself. Sherbert, you need to really check yourself. I mean, come on, man. You hit all these home runs, and you ain't even touching the ball, man. Harper, the same thing. Turner, the same thing. I mean, like, come on, y'all. Y'all didn't come this far to give
you
up,
like
bro.
You need some music.
Y'all been in it this whole time. And you know what's so crazy? We lost these games because y'all not hitting. All these games has been close. If y'all would just stop trying to knock everything out the park and just get on base and get a hit. At least try to get a hit to get the game started and to get that home run streak started. Y'all not even touching the ball, man. And listen, I'm sick of us pacifying these dudes. Y'all getting all this money, and y'all not showing up. But guess who did show up? Castellanos, Kepler, Lizardo, all these guys that we really didn't have too much faith in. Guess what they doing? They trying to win. And y'all not. And this is burning me up, man, because you know why? Our fans and everybody believed this whole season. And y'all going to give us another season of a letdown. So y'all need to really check yourself. Listen, it ain't one game, Hugh. We got three more games.
We got three more games. That's what I'm talking about, Will. We got three more games.
Let's go, man.
We got to go.
Dig deep, find yourself, soul search, and let's get back on board. And let's win this whole thing, man.
Let's win it all.
Let's go, baby. Phillies all the way.
He hung up. Did he hang up?
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Kyle ain't trying to hear today. I mean, it's a tough one. I get why Kyle is upset.
No music. We can't do music today.
Do you get why I'm upset? You're asking for music. You're ordering protein powder. Talking about the Jags.
Why are you
wearing Dodger blue? Do you get it? Do you get why I'm upset, Hugh?
It's Sigma blue. Thank you very much.
It's Dodger blue.
It's okay for purposes of your anger. Fine. But anyway, we got one more, man, and you got to hang in there. I know it's hard to do, and I'm not asking anybody. If you don't feel comfortable being a foxhole guy, that's fine. I mean, Yeah, it's a foxhole. It's one more game, man. As Kyle gives me the daggers across the room. I mean that, dude. It's one more game. And it doesn't look
pretty.
But
what makes you believe they're going to come out and fight?
Pride. I think pride. I mean, come on, man. These guys are pretty prideful.
Okay.
And they did fight. Okay, we've focused on the bad. Mm-hmm. Let's focus on some of the positive.
What's the good?
Don't even try.
They did fight for 7 innings. They were fighting hard for 7 innings.
But the problem, I agree.
The other two, you know what I mean?
I don't think they're rolling over. But the Dodgers are a great team. We can't just dig a hole against the Dodgers. Like, oh, we'll get out of it now. We're just going to go to LA and win 2 and come back here. They're the defending champs.
I tell you what, though, and the one thing that I think is evident when it comes to this team, they're front runners. If they're in any tight game, any game that I think of that has been tight, there has been when you talk about some of the miscues that they've had in the outfield. I mean, think about it. They don't do well in tight games. They don't. I mean, when I recall the games that I remember, especially last year against the Mets, those one-run games, they don't do well most of the time in those. They need to be in a comfortable space. And if it feels like the momentum shifts, that's when they get bung-ho-litis.
You know, well, to their credit, at some points this season, like, they have fought back and they bounced back after having those tough losses. Mm-hmm. But, like, we also can't ignore the times where they have just, like, how about that third game against the Mets in Citi Field when they just laid down like dogs? And it was, like, the most – I was asking everybody to boo them the next day.
Well,
sometimes you think you hit rock bottom.
And there is a difference between fighting back against the Cubs or Mets. This is the Dodgers. They have to go to L.A. now. I mean, look, we understand the deck that is stacked against them. It's their fault. If they had won at least one of these first two games, at least we have a series and we have something to feel like, all right, let's just get this back here Saturday with one more shot at this. That's even now, that is a ridiculously uphill climb to think they're going to win both games out there in L.A. Joe and Mayfair is up. Hey, Joe.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
And, hello, Joe.
I got to thank you, Hugh, last week for putting out AJ with what he did to Seth and you guys and the passion that you showed. I wish the Phillies players would show at least 10% of that passion when it comes to playing the game. And that's why, you know, the last few months and really since they were up 2-1 against the Astros, that season was a new manager. They all rode the wave. But you can see season after season – the even-keeledness of Thompson is rubbed off on the core of the team where the fun's not there. Everything is going to be okay. You shouldn't take your bench players to rise up to motivate your stars. And that's what this team's been about. Regular season, they can win 90 games with the talent, with the pitching, and the home runs against bad pitching all you want. But if your manager plays not to win, if he plays to, it's instead of playing to win, you play not to lose, where everything's going to be okay, and not putting your foot in the gas pedal saying in game one, we have to find a way to win this game, enough's enough. Everything since that Astro series has been the same. Nonchalant, everything's okay, never thinking outside the box when it comes to big games. And you're the manager of a club. And your 3-star players all swing from the heels. And you can't do that against great pitching. You have to get your barrel of the bat on the ball. And this team time and time again does the same things over and over and over again. And it is up to the manager to make sure you tell your clubhouse, we're going up against great pitching. We have played hero ball long enough. Shorten your strokes. Get the bat on the ball. Make contact. We need to get runners on base. And time again, this core group just keeps swinging from the heels. Turner, Schwarber, Harper. Your bench players last night got the barrel and the bat in the ball. Castellanos did, reached out and just put his bat in the ball. Harrison Bader puts his bat in the ball. But your core 3 guys that everyone looks up to who gets paid the most in that clubhouse gets away with it. And that's where it's Topper's fault. Ranger Suarez has ice in his veins. I don't care if he can only give me 4 innings. I need that heart of Ranger Suarez on the mound, not the mopey Aaron Nola. But this manager does the same things over and over and over again. Kind of like certain players back in the day, they don't have that winning mentality, that killer instinct. And we have a quarterback, and we have a head coach that might not do things the right way on the football team, or A.J. Brown, not exactly the right way, and their Octobers and Novembers and Decembers might not be the greatest because all the stats aren't there like Schwarber and Harper and Turner do during the regular season. But for the most part, when players rise to the occasion, they have that internal thing, the guts to push forward and break down a wall. This group doesn't have it. This manager doesn't have it. Certain players in this city have never had it, and they've never won in this town. And that's what we have right now with the manager leading his core group to be okay. Everything's just going to be fine. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. And insanity is what it comes when you keep failing over and over and over again. And that's what we have in this team.
Well, Joe, we do. And with the manager, it's over and over again. And Joe, man, we appreciate the phone call. We do. I mean, he's right on all that stuff. The more I watch him, and it's been 4 years now, and I like Topper. I think we all like Topper. He's a regular season manager. You have to have a sense of urgency in the postseason, especially in a five-game series. Dave Roberts is managing like his life depends on the games. And Rob Thompson's managing like, yeah, you know, play for the tie. Get him extra innings. I like our bullpen there. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I'll tell you this, and I already said many times today, I don't believe he's going to be the manager next year. Last night, he lost me. If it works tomorrow night and Nola shoves and they get to a game four, I will give him tons of credit. If Nola gets knocked out of that game in the first or second inning, Rob Thompson, just book your own flight back, man. Don't come back on the team flight.
That's not a good look, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm hoping that that's not going to happen because I feel like, and I feel strongly about this, I feel like these guys know the weight of this moment. This is going to change. And I know it's probably going to be tougher because of the money that they've invested in these marquee players. Mm. But like we talked about earlier, Schwarber's not going to be here. I don't think he's coming back. I think if this thing goes south tomorrow night, he's not coming back. And then you're going to have to make a decision on Bryce. I think that's a conversation. No, I do. I think it's a conversation.
What you kind of decision?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, obviously he's not a free agent. Yeah, so.
No, but I'm just saying you have to make anywhere. A decision.
I mean. Well, the Schwarber one's interesting just because he's
a free agent.
To me, he went from like blank check to, we sure?
Well, no, not from that. I'm not saying it from that standpoint. I don't feel like he wants to be here.
Well, you think he's going to bail on them?
I think he's going to bail.
Well, this could be a sinking ship considering the ranges. Yeah. I mean, right. he may sure. look at it and say, I'll go to a younger team.
It's possible. Yeah. Right. And I mean, is he, it's going to sound terrible.
Here we go.
Is he a better fit on a team where he's not, where he's just like a role player? Almost?
A guy? You mean like my man in
like
Atlanta?
There's a team up in New York that's willing to overpay for guys.
Oh, God.
Who are just.
Talking about the Yankees.
There to fit a need.
He's talking about the Mets.
And not
the
necessarily Mets. Be your star player.
I can't handle Schwarber in a Mets uniform. I mean, what are we doing?
I'm just telling you.
If he helps those losers get over the top, it's like, that's...
Yeah, that's tough.
It would be tough to watch.
This is the situation that this team's put us in.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to find out what their plan is for next year as soon as this October's over. If they keep Topper, then we're just running this... I almost got too comfortable. We're running this stuff back next year, okay?
You have been around way too long.
Wow. That
was close.
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Well, it's true, isn't it? If we bring Topper back, we're running this bleep back.
That's what I'm saying.
Phillies have beaten you down.
The bunt killed me.
That's why I'm saying, Kyle. I'm recklessly speculating. But you can't run this back. You can't run it back. And you can't run it back with the usual suspects. You can't do it. All right. Don't think you can do it.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls. I need a deep breath here. And on the other side, more into the bunt decision. And not just the bunt decision, but how it played out, how it played into the Dodgers' hands, and why Castellanos, of all the runners on second base, to try to execute that was the wrong one. J-Roll had a lot of interesting things to say about it after the game. You'll hear that next on the bunt. It's coming up next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel, of course, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's getting ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. And if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets used all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.